Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 646. Visible translated text is as follows. Mr. Sig Montag, general manager of the pencil company, and put it under my inkwell, intending to take it up on the morning of Monday following. I then came to the checking up of the cash on hand and the balancing of the cash book. For some reason or other, there are no similar entries in this book after those of that date. That's my handwriting. Deftsex 40. And I did that work on Saturday afternoon, April 25th, as near as might be between the hours of 5:30 and 5 minutes to 6:30. Now in checking up, it didn't take me an hour and a half. I did that in about 25 minutes. In checking up the cash, the first thing to do is to open the cash box. We have a little coin bag in there, and there was in cash actually on hand that day about $30.54. That's all there was. That's all there could have been. And that $30.54 was, to the best of my recollection, composed of about $3 in $1 bills, about $4 or $5 in quarters and halves, and the balance dimes, nickels, and 1 cent pieces. That's some job to count that. Not only to count it, but to separate the different denominations and stack it up into stacks of a dollar. I did that, stacked them up, checked them, and rechecked them, and I took a piece of paper I have in that paper and jotted down the amounts. To that had to be added the amount that was loaned. In this case, there was only one loan, that which I loaned to Mr. White that afternoon. That would eventually come back to the cash box. If there had been any errors in the payroll the night previous, I would have had to make it good from the cash box, and it would have gone under the item of extra payroll. I don't know whether that occurred this week or not. However, I added up the total cash I actually had on hand, then $30.54, and that $2 loaned to Mr. White, $306.